Hello and welcome to the Mindfully Productive Podcast, the place where you get your life back. I am your host, Keosha Jones, and today we are going to be talking about a lesson from tulips. Now, this is a very interesting thing for me because I had no idea that this is what happened with tulips. So let's dive in. Tulips actually rise and fall with the sun. And did you realize that even tulips within the same flower bed can open and close at different times? Now, you may be wondering, this is a podcast about being mindful and productivity, so how does that actually relate? Let me tell you how. Now, I absolutely love flowers, and when I was assigned to work at a certain location for special metropolitan witnessing in Athens, I was super excited. Like, it made me happy to see the tulips that were there. And then as time went by, I was just chatting it up with my partner that was assigned with me that day. We talked about a little bit of everything from family to places to eat, our spiritual activities and spiritual routines. And then the time flew by and all of a sudden it was time for us to pack up and take a break. So our key man came over to us and let us know, hey, it's time to pack up. Let's go, you know, have a seat and chat for a little bit. And when I turned around, I saw that the tulips were open. I had no idea up until that point that they had opened and closed like that. I just thought that they weren't fully bloomed, so I wasn't expecting to see anything different. So that was great to my surprise. So my partner let me know that this is something that tulips regularly do. So what was intriguing to me is that she said that she had expected them to be open earlier in the day due to the time that we actually were assigned to that location. And of course, this made me think, how could this relate to productivity? But more on that later. The next time I was assigned to that same spot, I noticed something different. Although the tulips were in the same flower bed, some were open and some were closed, even though hours had passed. Before, they had all opened in sync. Then still others were taller, while others were shorter. Some new ones had even begun to bud. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna take a look at some information on tulips and their unique properties. And I tell you, it was absolutely amazing to learn that they open and close as a protective mechanism. They may close when the sun is too hot or when it rains. Why? Because it protects pollen so that it can remain there when bugs come to do their thing and carry it off for cross-pollination. Without this, the tulips can become scarce or even extinct. Remember the bee movie? It's just amazing how things were created. Beauty and protection, all in one. So, yeah, you're probably still thinking, how does this actually relate to productivity, Keosha? Well, when thinking about the time that the tulips were open later in the morning, not everyone is going to be productive at the same rate. There are many factors that can contribute to the level of productivity that someone experiences, such as the ability to focus, conditioning as a child and into adulthood, neurodivergence, lack of sleep, depression, family situation, not eating regularly, sporadic exercise, and much, much more. And all of these tulips in the flower bed were on the same schedule the first time I came, but the second time it was different. So what did this teach me? That even in the same environment, people can respond differently to things and it will impact their productivity. But it could be so easy for you to say to yourself, I should be able to do this. I did this before. Or look at her. Her situation is like mine and she's in full bloom, although it's hot. The comparison game is real and strong. Yet, in this flower bed, each flower was still absolutely beautiful and not being concerned about the one next to it or across it in the flower bed. It was just doing whatever it needed to do at the time to survive and flourish when the time was right. It had to go into protection mode. Preservation was key. At times, we actually need to do the same thing with our productivity. We need to preserve our mental energy by doing less, by taking in less information and resting. Believe me, I know that this is incredibly hard because I've experienced this need to do that myself. especially when I was at the height of my depression. And I wanted so bad to open wide and to shine like the Kiyoshi who did before, but it wasn't possible until I was able to protect myself and take the necessary steps to heal. So what are some of the practical steps that you can take to protect your productivity? Get comfortable with being able to say no. You don't always have to be busy or come to everyone's rescue. And yes, this includes yourself at times when it comes down to always being busy. Realize that rest is an integral part of allowing yourself to focus and to move with intention. Overuse of your body and your brain leads to more mistakes, overwhelm, and much more. Make sure that you do things that you love. Every day does not have to be about checking off things off the list that make life go. Be kind to yourself in the moments that you don't do things exactly the way that you want to. Perfection is unattainable anyway, so just don't put that pressure on yourself. Then take breaks from healing and consuming so much information. It truly can be mental overload, slowing you down from meeting your goals because you're not actually able to implement the things that you've learned. Now, I know that this is something that you may be like, I don't even know how to do this. And trust me, I get it. It's something that I've had to learn for myself and I've had coaching on. You know, I now get to bring this to you in my private coaching space that allows you to learn how to be your most productive self for the season that you're in. Managing your time is your key, and more importantly, what you do with your time. It will either help you or it will hurt you. If you realize that you need assistance in making these changes for your productivity, I'm only one click away. The information for you to be able to apply for my coaching so that you can ditch the overwhelm, increase your mental focus, and get your life together will be in the show notes. Yet, if you're on the fence, I want you to ask yourself this question. If I wait to do this, what will my life be like in 3 months, 6 months, 1 year? And I want you to be really honest with yourself, my friend. Now, I want you to know that you are beautiful and you are amazing, no matter if you're closed up, protecting your productivity, or if you're in full bloom. I'm here to support you as a coach in your productivity to help you to be the best you can be. Oh, and one other thing, make sure that if you are not subscribed, I want you to subscribe soon because I am getting ready to find a way that subscriber-only content will be coming your way. Once again, this is Kiyosha Jones of the Mindfully Productive Podcast, the place where you get your life back.